I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey folks, Rob Dunwood from the Tech John here. Let me first wish everyone a happy new year and let you know that the crew from the Tech John is off this week with our normal recording day falling on Monday, the holiday. We didn't want your feeds to be empty, so we're doing a feed drop of Brother Tech and Tech Savvy Diva Snob OS podcast. In this clip, Terrence and Nika give you the lowdown on the new Apple hotness that came out in 2023. We'll be back with a new live episode of the Tech John next Monday, January 8th. So until we meet again in a week's time, peace.
You're listening to the Snob OS podcast, the podcast for Apple snobs.
Yo, this is Terrence Gaines, a.k.a. Brother Tech.
And this is Nika Mofford, a.k.a. Tech Savvy Diva.
And welcome back to the Snob OS show, the show for Apple snobs where we talk all things Apple and then some. We are back, our first show of 2023. So definitely want to say thank you for coming back after the vacation, after the holidays. Hopefully you had some good times. Hopefully you got some good presents. Hopefully you partied a lot. And I hope you are back at work and not forgot how to actually do your job. So we definitely want to thank you for supporting the show. For those who have been listening for so long, we definitely want to say thank you. For those who are supporting us financially, want to give a special shout out. If you want to be one of those people, definitely go to patreon.com/snobOScast and definitely drop us some dough. In addition to dropping us some dough, you will get some dope things in return. We just got finished airing our pre-show where we talk about things you won't find on this show. So if you definitely want to be a little bit nosy, see what's going on, definitely go to patreon.com/snobOScast. So we're going to get right into it and we're going to keep the tradition going. The first show of the year, what we've kind of been doing is doing a recap of all the predictions that we said we put out as far as tech, specifically Apple related, but tech in general. In the beginning of the year, we do a whole bunch of tech predictions. And then the first show of the year after that, we kind of recap to see if we were spot on or if we were way off with our predictions. And then we'll move into making some new predictions for 2023. So let's get right into it for the lowdown. We'll start with the 2022 predictions recap. So we've kind of bullet pointed all of the predictions that we made last year, and we're going to go through them line by line and see what worked and what didn't. So we'll start with Nika. The first thing you had was the Apple Pencil does add new haptics. So let us know. So let us know what happened there.
Not only did it not get new haptics, the first generation Apple Pencil actually got worse because now you have to have an additional dongle.
Right. Because all the iPads went USB-C, right?
Right. And they didn't update the connection for the pencil. So the first generation. So yeah, that was a complete mess. It was a hot mess.
And they didn't add any haptics for the second generation.
It's fine.
Yeah, you can go in and customize it, but they didn't add any new haptics. So that was a miss for that one. I'll go to my first one. Apple does add reverse charging to the iPhone. This was a personal request, so I made it a prediction miss on that one. So they did not add reverse charging to the iPhone. And basically what that is, if you don't know, if you have a pair of AirPods or you have an Apple Watch, the idea with reverse charging is you can use the MagSafe on the back of your phone and actually lay your MagSafe AirPods or your MagSafe Apple Watch on the back, and your phone can serve as a charger for those devices. Well, that is not the case, so much so that I'm done waiting, wishing for that. So this would be the last time that I predict that Apple is going to add reverse charging. If they add it, I'll be presently surprised, but I'm not going to be waiting on it anymore. So that was a complete miss for the iPhone 14. All right, and so we'll go. Go ahead.
So my next one is Apple Watch does add vehicle type detections, diabetes monitor sensor. It was a hit on the crash detection. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before, how that works and some of the issues that went along with that and the improvements that Apple made to crash detection. It was a miss on the diabetes monitor sensors. We did get, I want to say, some additional sensors on the Apple Watch, but it was not related to glucose diabetes. Monitoring. Yeah, glucose, right. as I thought.
Right, right. And it seems like there's a lot of work they got to do to get that, because yeah, the diabetes, that takes, seems like you got to pressure to get that sort of monitoring. I don't think they can, you probably got to include the band or incorporate the band in that sort of monitoring, blood pressure type stuff. And so they got to come up with a band to actually do that. So we'll see if they do that for the next version, but not this year. All right. So mine was the next one. Apple does add body temperature monitoring to the Apple Watch. And indirectly, yes, it was a hit, because you just can't measure your body temperature. Like, I just press a button or hold the crown or whatever and get my body temperature. But it was a hit because you can, the Apple Watch does measure your body temperature via sleep tracking. There's a feature in the sleep tracking to where over the course of a week, I think it can measure your temperature and kind of give you a readout of, you know, your average body temperature. And the body temperature is also included in cycle tracking. So if you are a woman, you're thinking about becoming pregnant, or you just want to track your cycle, included in the cycle tracking includes body temperature monitoring as well. So I'm not going to get into the specifics because I'm a dude and I don't know how that all works. I'm just going to just say it does include that, and you just have to take my word for it.
And I honestly, I don't use it because I don't feel comfortable, even though I know I'm fairly confident in Apple's privacy. It's just still a little bit sensitive to
me.
And it's new. With this whole, you know, overturning of Roe v. Wade, we now have a Republican House and they are going after all of the things. And I was like, I don't know what kind of rules they may try and put in place to force the release of certain data. I am not trying to offer up anything to Gilead. So I've seen people say they really like it. But as for personal use, I don't know, because I'm not going to do that. But yeah. All right. My third one, Apple will release AR/VR headset. Miss. Even though it was close, we've seen, right, you know, some patents, we've seen rumors. Tim Cook even kind of took the bait a little bit and talked a little bit about Reality OS. There recently were some rumors about the glasses having like a waistband, like charging.
Some whackness.
Yeah. I was like, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. I was like, ain't nobody wearing that.
If Apple doesn't nail this, it's going to flop.
Yeah.
Because the market for augmented reality, virtual reality, is relatively new, even though VR has been around for a while. there hasn't been any sort of household widespread adoption. You know, people can play games, there's some fitness stuff, but it's still kind of niche. Everybody's waiting on Apple to jump into this space, but mm-hmm. if they don't get it right, if it don't last long, if the battery don't work, if you got to add all these things, like for instance, from what I saw is you got to pair it with the AirPods. So that's a separate thing. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, the battery may not last as long. So you got to, they have to figure out some way to get extra battery or whatever the case may be. If they don't nail it, it's going to flop. And I think that's why they're kind of holding back, because they don't know how to put it in a Apple package. Now they can put it out like Oculus and Meta or whatever, but we're talking about Apple. We're looking for that special packaging, that special Apple branded design look. And if they don't nail that, it's going to flop. So I don't think it's going to be back this year either. But I didn't put that as my prediction for this year, but yeah, good luck with that. So my next one is Apple will not release an AR VR headset. So that was a hit, obviously, because they didn't announce it in 2022. Now I'll just go ahead and jump with my other one. Apple will not get rid of the iPhone notch. And that was a hit because they kept it for the iPhone 14 regular. But when you get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Pro Max, you have the dynamic island, which technically that isn't a notch because it has some other functionality and it's not just used for the Face ID sensors and any sort of proximity sensors or the camera, right? So they didn't get rid of it because they kept it for the people who just wanted their regular entry one.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And my final, I am finally going to put this to rest. Apple will bring back some form of AirPower Mat. Again, that was a miss. So I am going to bury the AirPower Mat. I am going to say, you know, I wish you would have come to term because I was so looking forward to you. But you are now going to be buried 6 feet under. Rest in peace. Apple Air Power Mat.
They tried, but then they kind of backed away, which is kind of what I think they're going to do with something else. And I will get into the 2020 predictions in a minute, but let me do my last one. Apple will not release a foldable phone. That was a hit. They did not do it. And again, I don't see them doing that anytime soon. Because again, it's a problem looking for a solution. I don't think we really need or really care about foldable phones. You know, Samsung and Huawei and some of these other ones are doing it because Apple isn't doing it to try to jump out ahead. But those really aren't, nobody really talks about those, right?
So, and they are not foldable phones. They're flip phones. I will go on my deathbed with that. They are not foldable. They are flip.
Right. They
just with the LCD have a hinge.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So those were our predictions of 2022. You know,
and I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm a half out of four. I didn't even get a whole.
And, or you got a half.
I got a half out of four. And the thing is, I was the champ on the DTNS prediction show.
Oh, were
so,
you?
Yeah. It's sad, but you know, this is a new year. We'll try again.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this is 2023. So let's get into our 2023 predictions, and we'll go ahead and start with you, your first one.
Okay. My first one is Apple will release a second generation AirTags. I think the initial experiment of the AirTags, went over in one respect really well. Its pinpoint accuracy is really great. People use them on their dogs and their luggage and their car and their purse, all sorts of things. But as we've also noticed, there is an unfortunate dark side to AirTags as well. And I know that they've tried to do some changes within the software. Mm-hmm. I think they are going to have to come out with, a new iteration of the AirTag to address some of the security issues that people have. I think we'll get a second gen AirTags.
Yeah, that makes sense because people have been using these things for everything with the exception of what they're used for. With the exception of, we talked about this in the pre-show, all of the travel issues that they were having over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I saw story after story after story of people using the AirTags to track down their luggage all over the country and every place.
In the sea of luggage.
Right. the airlines are mum, if not any information at all, to where people have taken to their own devices to find their luggage in the midst of all that travel craziness that happened over the holidays. So again, like you mentioned, that was one of the few, but all the other stories throughout the year was man gets tracked and woman gets tracked and all these other things. So Apple has had to learn on the fly, and I think they will have to, you're 100% right. They'll have to come up with another version to address all of the issues, or not the issues, the things that people do. You put out a product and people decide how they're going to use it. So you got to be able to evolve and adapt.
Yep.
All right. So my first one is, I'm going to stick with my, most of mine are hot takes this year, with the exception of just two. Apple will not release a AR VR headset this year either, for the reasons that I mentioned before. They've got to nail it. And if it come out even a little bit different than the expectations, it's going to flop and they're going to have to roll it back. So I don't think Apple's willing to take that chance. So I think they're going to hold off another year for the AR VR headset.
That will lead into my second one. Apple will release the AR VR headset. I am carrying that over from the previous year, because I really did think they were going to eke it out at the very end of the year, because the chatter was just so loud. Mm-hmm. And especially with Tim Cook kind of chiming in on it. I think maybe I should change it to not the headset, but I think we will get some sort of AR VR contrast. Something. I'm gonna leave a headset. I'm gonna say it with my chest. We're gonna get the headset.
We're going to get it. That's what I'm saying. I think we're gonna get it. I don't know if they're ready to do it this year either. So, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. My next one, another hot take that Apple announced, but nobody's talking about anymore, is the Apple cash savings account. They announced it back in October. This was supposed to be a high yield savings account with Barclays as the financial institution. They're supposed to be able to take your Apple Cash. So if you use your Apple card, you swipe, you get the percent, you get the cash back. You can take that cash back, put it in this high yield savings account. So in addition to earning money via cash back, you'll earn, I think it was like 3%, I think we talked about, via the savings account. Well, they announced it. They updated their terms of service to mention that this was coming. We all kind of assumed that with iOS 16 dot whatever, it was going to come out. We haven't heard about it since. So my hot take is something's happening over at Apple. And as a result, they are not going to announce the Apple Cash account this year. And that's just me being, this is a hot take. So I'm going to try to see if I can not play it safe. So this is my unsafe one to where Apple will not release the cash savings account this year.
That's interesting because it kind of came out with a bit of fanfare. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
I'm waiting on it.
How it works.
But you're not going to get me again. You got me with the reverse charging. You're not getting me with anything else. I'll be surprised if it come out, but I'm pretending like it ain't coming.
Gotcha. Okay, my next one is Apple will release new smart home tech. I think HomePods are going to come back into the fold. I think HomePods may come back in the form of maybe some sort of screen possibly on it.
What I think is they'll do a sound bar. You know how all the TVs, they put the little sound bar at the bottom and that's supposed to imitate, you know, 3D surround sound.
Yeah.
I think they'll do that as far as, and it'll connect with HomeKit and you'll be able to use Siri and, you know, do all the things you can do with a tiny HomePod, but in like a home, more of a home entertainment type deal.
Yeah, because they put so much effort into HomeKit and I don't think they're getting the full capability out of what HomeKit can do, particularly as it relates to their native devices. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see a big splash in the consumer home, smart home arena next
especially,
year.
Especially since Matter has rolled out. And Matter is supposed to be this home automation, smart home standardization to where if your thing that you purchase is supported with Matter, if you use HomeKit and you can buy this thing and it'll work with HomeKit or it'll work with, I think, Amazon and it'll work with like Google. Those are kind of like the big three as far as, you know, the hubs and the things that people use the most.
Right.
So now that that is rolled out and a lot of products at CES over the past couple of days focused on Matter, it's not widespread yet. But it makes sense that Apple will come out with new smart home tech now that they have a standard for it.
Yeah, I think we may even get an event that is around, you know, smart home innovation from Apple.
Just like an Apple event, an Apple smart home event, not rolled into WWDC, not rolled into a Mac event, not the iPhone event, a separate one just for.
I think so, because if they go the way I'm thinking, it's going to be, they're going to need, you know, a significant amount of time to roll out, you know, really announce Matter and go into details about what it can do in addition to the tech that's going to go with it. You know, we're going to get, you know, a new iPhone, we're going to get new MacBooks and I think they're trying to, in the last few events, they really cram a lot of information in that hour. I don't think really any of the events last year went too much more than an hour. And something as new as this, I think they'll probably want to spend a little bit of time on.
All right. So my more safer picks, the Apple Watch will get a redesign. I think we're all betting on them doing a redesign for the, what is this, the 8 or the 7? I can't remember.
It'll be the 9.
Well, this past year, I think we all thought this one was going to be a redesign with this more of a, less of a bezeled,
more square.
Yeah, similar to the, you know, the iPhone 14. Yeah. So maybe that was there to redesign the Ultra, but I think that design will carry over into the new releases of the Apple Watches. So I'm going to say that the Apple Watch proper, the regular ones, will get a redesign this year.
I can get down with that because I was really hoping the one that was just released would be the redesign because I'd been kind of holding out. And then my Apple Watch 5, I think it was. It just kind of crapped out while I was on vacation. And so I had to go ahead and buy a new one. So yeah, I can be down with that. Mm-hmm. All right. My final prediction is iPhone 15 will not see any major design changes. I think particularly with the lawsuits in Europe with, you know, all of the phones having to go to USB-C, I think, you know, that may, you know, just be it. You know, some, you know, minor things, you know, they may, you know, improve on the dynamic island, that type of thing. But as far as the hardcore look and feel of the iPhone 15, I think they're going to hold off on that.
Right. I said the same thing. iPhone 15 will not get a redesign, but I am betting that it will get USB-C this year. Like you mentioned, with the European Union, they have mandated that all mobile devices, including smartphones, must be USB-C by 2024, which is next year. I think Apple's going to go ahead and jump the gun and get it done this year. And that'll be the thing that differentiates the 14 from the 15 will be USB-C. That'll be their selling point to get everybody to people like me, which was going to do it anyway, go from the 14 to the 15, which will be USB-C, which most of my stuff is USB-C now. Over the holidays, what I did do is I redesigned my podcasting setup. So I added a monitor. I added a USB-C docking station to where if I'm down here and I'm recording a show, I can just plug my computer up. But if my wife want to come down here and do something, like she needs to get away from the family and do something where it's more quiet, she can bring her computer and plug it in. I did the same thing for my main office where I do my main work. I added a bigger monitor, added USB-C. So if I'm up there, whether I'm just doing regular work or I'm doing something for the podcast, I can just quickly switch out my computers and do it that way. So all that to say is most of my stuff is USB-C anyway. So it'd be nice to finally get the iPhone to come over to where I can just plug that up as well versus still using switching between that lightning port. So definitely looking forward to that.
Nice.
All right. So those are our predictions for 2023. Again, you'll have to hang out with us for a whole year to 2024 to find out how we fared. Hopefully you will be hanging around that long. So, and if some of these things come to fruition sooner than later, you can call us on it. Definitely, join us in our Discord. And we'll be talking about some of those things as they happen.
This was a clip of the Snob OS podcast. If you'd like to find out how Nika and Terrence made out in their 2023 predictions, head over to snoboscast.com or search for Snob OS wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes come out every Friday. We'll be back with a new episode of the Tech John next week. Until we meet up again, peace.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.